Good morning, all of you. Today is Thursday, 30th of September, and in studio a couple of Living Roots volunteers. Right now, it's partly cloudy, and the forecast for the day is scattered clouds with temperature range low 25 to high 30 degrees Celsius. Wind from east-southeast with 18 km, and later on is a chance of thunderstorms with scattered clouds and 30% of chance of precipitation. Sun rose today at 5:59 a.m. and it will set down at 6:01, and day will be long, 12 hours and 1 minute. Moon is illuminated on 61%. An expression festival starts today at 4:30 at Youth Center with fire juggling workshop, followed by slideshow and movie, dinner, live concert of world music, and finished by DJ Jesse. They are asking you kindly to put your dancing shoes and be happy, because the main purpose of this festival at the end of the school term break is to come together, do things, to express yourself and be happy, of course. And now, let us hear what Lauren and Louis recorded at Bar at Niwas with Jesse, Johnny and children about Noah's Ark.
Hi guys,
hey,
Jesse.
Hey Jesse.
Hi, nice to meet you.
If you want to pitch what you're doing,
pitch it. Oh, okay,
this is a great time too.
So this is a children's play. We have a, this is our theatre company. There's our musical director. Here is our playwright. He's already disappeared. There's our stage manager. So Mukta's our stage manager. John is our musical director. My name is Jesse. The theater company is called Miraculous Productions. And what we do is we assemble any children that are interested in doing a play. And normally, in the space of about 2 weeks, we write and create the entire show, and normally we try and fit it into the school holidays.
What you were going for with this, I heard it was something like Noah, the story.
This
of Noah.
One, yeah. Actually, I didn't intentionally begin as a story of Noah, but the original inspiration was to begin with a doomsay, you know, like one of these guys who's preaching the end of the world is near because the world is now so full of doomsdays that but nobody's listening to them. And so this is about a little village where a prophet comes and tells them there's a flood coming, and they take no notice. And the little bang is what it's called. It's a little bang that awakens them to the reality that maybe there is a flood coming.
Cinema Paradiso, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. French movie Adieu Grey, made in France in 2009 by director Nassim Amouche, in French without subtitles. Echo Film Club at Sadana Forest will be screening tomorrow at 7 p.m. documentary Addicted to Plastic, made in Canada in 2009 by director Ian Conacher. Movie won 5 international awards and 4 nominations. It took 3 years and visiting 12 countries on 5 continents, including going twice to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, for filmmaker Ian Conacher to explore our world's addiction to plastic. In what can be a very grim topic, Conacher speaks with leading experts to find solutions to this problem, leaving us with hope in the form of cutting-edge technologies, advancing recycling and development of new plastic made from plants. Both positive and inspiring, come learn the solution to our addiction to plastic. After the movie, you are welcome to join them for a free vegan dinner and jam session. Bus service to Echo Film Club, departure Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadana Forest at 9:30 p.m. At the University of Human Unity at Humanity Pavilion today at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Ruth Hemsel will be talking about the philosophy of evolution. It's a compact survey of the philosophies of Henri Bergson, Teilhard de Chardin, Jean Grabser and Sri Aurobindo in the context of evolutionary theory. In the series of talks by George Van Werkham this afternoon at 5:30 to 7 in Town Hall, we can listen to development of Sri Aurobindo's thought. Sri Aurobindo's yoga, as he wrote himself, was an adventure into the unknown. The story of his exploration, discoveries and realizations in spellbinding from heights to greater heights and from depths to deeper depths. For it was also the story of a continuous and decisive confrontation with the hostile forces. His and the mother joint effort unfolded against the background of world history. The entry service wished to inform the community and all potential newcomers that their appointment book is full for the next 3 months. And they thank you for your patience and understanding. Road service want to share with us the news that the paved road in front of the kindergarten is getting completed. Full opening is planned by mid-October. An access pathway from the CSR road to Citadines is under preparation, driving between Menoch House and Inspiration. It should be operational by October 10th. Many roads have been damaged by sudden and not announced digging of a trench by BSNL in order to install a fiber optic cable reaching the AV foundation. Emergency repairs will be completed for the opening of the school on 3rd of October. Road service got a non-objection certificate for its site application. The area is inside the 32nd corner, next to Auroville Transport Service, previously a land stewarded by Dave. Clearing work has started. And now about the phone service disruption on Kuala Palam site. After their last announcement for the maintenance work scheduled for the period of 20th to 25th of September, the BSNL cable jointer cancelled the appointment. Now it is positively happening. Work has begun this morning, on Thursday 30th. So please be prepared for temporary disruptions. Similar operations will be conducted on a number of other sites over the next 10 or more days. We would like also to announce that Health Center will be closed on 2nd and 16th of October due to the Gandhi Jayanti and Saraswati Puja. They are apologizing for the caused inconveniences. Convergence present an introduction to psychosynthesis tomorrow between 9:30 to 12:30 at Evergreen. Ulrich Roper explained the principles of psychosynthesis. The aim of PSS is to awaken the wholeness of the human being and to be in discovered access to higher levels of consciousness. PSS is an invitation on an adventurous journey into the depths and heights of our beings. It makes use of tested tools for exploration and integration. It is a training and awakening consciousness in thought and addiction and in learning, conscious identification and disassociation. PSS is neither a religion nor a new philosophy and does not demand belief in anything. The same day is as well an open day at Converges in Evergreen, which would like to extend an open invitation to all Aurovillians, newcomers and guests to join them on alternate Friday mornings for exploration into different topics relating to the environment, ecology and perception of different worldviews. They would like to share the space and exchange ideas, experience, knowledge, expertise. After the session, they will have a potluck lunch of breads and spreads. In the letters on yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, amongst others, "Wideness and calmness are the foundation of the yogic consciousness and the best condition for inner growth and experience. If a wide calm can be established in the physical consciousness, occupying and filling the very body and all its cells, that can become the basis for its transformation. In fact, without this wideness and calmness, the transformation is hardly possible." Thank you for listening to us, and you can reach us at auroville.radio.org.